Well, let's join our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, now, because, Micheál, the Cabinet's meeting this morning. How concerned are they at the rising number of the Delta variant cases here?
Yeah, as ministers make their way to that Cabinet meeting in the next hour, Audrey, I get a sense of a range of views, and there is serious concern at some levels. The more widespread view that I'm picking up, though, is that, yes, a degree of uncertainty has crept in now, and it will be closely monitored. But equally, there would be much surprise if there was any changes to those scheduled further reopenings set for July. And of course, the big one and the early one there comes on the 5th of July. That is the resumption of indoor services in pubs and restaurants. That decision, though, won't be taken until late next week, and NPHET would meet before then. And I think even the more optimistic in Cabinet right now, I would concede that the path to that decision-making day suddenly looks a little more hazardous.
Yeah, and the vaccination programme, it's kind of at this point being depicted as a race between the vaccine and the virus, and the Delta variant is rising, and conscious that many older people still haven't got that second dose of AstraZeneca.
Yes, and I think too, though, there is that focus as well as older people, but a view that that could be resolved relatively quickly. And by the time you get to the middle of July or towards the end of it, well, then that group would have been vaccinated. But it's younger people and particularly those in their 20s that it could go all the way to September and well into September before that group are fully vaccinated. And there doesn't seem to be a whole lot, despite the huge progress that has been made in relation to vaccinations and the numbers being administered over the last few weeks. But equally, getting to that final group is going to take time for two reasons, because of supply and perhaps a slight slowdown in supply in the weeks ahead after the peak in recent times. And then the fact that there is no likelihood, it seems at this point, that you'd have any change around directions on other vaccines that could be administered to that group. And even if there was, equally, when it comes to things like the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that you do have supply issues there as well. So while great progress has been made, and you will see not the targets that were set for the end of June likely to be met, but in July, huge groups of the population, particularly when you come to that point for July 19, when international travel is set to resume, if that happens, and the indications are at the moment that it will, that large numbers would be vaccinated, but not the younger group.
Yeah, and conscious too that that younger group is perhaps those who are going to be working indoors in hospitality once indoor dining reopens on July the 5th and they're not vaccinated.
Yes, and I mean, equally, you could look to a situation perhaps into September when schools come back, that younger teachers, and the median age for teachers, I think, is around 30, may not be fully vaccinated either. I think when it comes to that decision, though, on July 5th, that is one of the considerations. The people working there, another consideration that some people are beginning to talk about is just how do you ensure ventilation, that does seem to be the key when it comes to indoor dining and indoor pubs as well, and what particular measures and guidelines will be put in place for that. They're some of the things that are now being discussed. I don't think you'll have a detailed discussion today at Cabinet on those things. That's a matter for next week. But what you should have before lunchtime, when that Cabinet meeting ends, is a clearer sense of what the political thinking is now in relation to that warning that Tony Houlihan signalled yesterday.
On another matter, Micheál, one that's been brewing over the last few days again, the National Maternity Hospital, the ownership and the governance issue. The three coalition leaders met last night.
They did, and I think there is an acceptance there that this will take some time. The next step in the process is the Health Minister going to meet the stakeholders involved. You do have a clear preference now at government level to fully acquire the site, whether that means it's fully gifted to the state or it's purchased, but equally an acceptance too that this could take some time to complete, and the work is ongoing. I don't expect it to form part of Cabinet discussions today, but what you will see is a signal in the Dáil during the week. That's when the Social Democrats put down its motion that calls for full public ownership of the hospital. That won't be opposed by government. And I suppose that a clear indication that while government and opposition did seem to be slightly at odds around the details of this project for some time, that is no longer the case. But it's going to take time to resolve. I suppose it probably isn't a coincidence either that all this did come to the fore during a by-election in the constituency where this hospital is set to be built. But there is no doubt either that it has injected momentum into that government ambition to try and purchase the site.
Okay, for now, Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent, many thanks indeed.